Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi, thanks for joining me here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you thus far. First of all, President Zelensky has made a surprise visit to the city that was just recently recaptured by Ukrainians. They hoisted the flag today, and he was there to celebrate their victory, which I think was it's pretty impressive sometimes to see some of the stuff that he does do for his people. The end of the COVID pandemic is in sight, according to the World Health Organization chief. And I was like, wait, what? We're still in a pandemic? I mean, I guess technically it's a virus that's gone around the whole world and it stays around the world, but I don't think we're still in pandemic mode. But I guess in some countries, you know, this is the World Health Organization. We just mentioned that Taiwan just put on a party at a nursing home for the first time since the pandemic. So for some people, they're still in the midst of it. They're still coming out of it, I guess you would say. So, okay. But he says that the end is in sight as we're seeing fewer and fewer positive cases and fewer and fewer mortalities monthly now at this point. Home prices are expected to fall 20% in some areas around the country. And it'll be interesting. At the beginning of last hour, I said, well, I don't think that's going to happen here. But then about halfway through, I realized we had Christina Leavenworth on from Leavenrinky Realty 2 weeks ago on Monday. And she reported that it's still a seller's market, but it's more of a balanced market than even a seller's market at this point. But it's definitely not a buyer's market still. Houses are still being on the market for about 21 days. That's pretty much a seller's market. When you sell your house in 20 days, that's a seller's market. But what we're seeing is that we're not selling as many homes in the month, and home prices have been dropping. And so last hour I said, I don't think we're going to drop 20%. But then I just realized we dropped about 20 grand in average home prices last month. In the month before that, we dropped about $25,000. We've dropped almost $50,000 in home prices over the past 2 months alone. But now that was based on a peak. It was peaked in May. So if May is the peak and we came down from there and we've dropped 50,000 and the median home price is 400 something thousand, we've already dropped 10% just in 2 months. I'm like, oh, maybe we will drop 20% then. I didn't look at it like that. So those are your top three stories right here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The story I want to hit on real quick here, that dentist, you hear us covering him on the news. You hear WEAR, our TV partner, covering him on the news. Charles Stamatolis, he's got multiple accusations of inappropriate touching of patients and one of his employees. He has requested to remove his GPS monitoring, like his ankle monitor or whatever. And so he wants to go ahead and get that removed. And I guess one of the people said that they feel like the GPS monitoring is a way that they can safely protect her from him. He says, she's not even in my plans on a given day between go to my house, the other office, and other places I have to go back home. He goes, I don't need it. Well, anyway, long story short, they're keeping his ankle monitor on him. So he's got to keep his GPS monitoring on. I guess I was just like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, remove this thing. What's the big deal? Like, you think I'm going to run? I'm only facing decades in prison. Why would I run? That was kind of bizarre. I think the judge not allowing that to happen is probably about right. All right. So we talk about the fallout of the pandemic all the time, and I hate to be going back to this, but hopefully there's lessons we can learn about allowing government to have too much control and the negative consequences of their decisions and the fallout from good intentions. Well, one of the biggest area, I think, continually ends up being pertaining to education. And I talked about it the other day. It was either yesterday or the day before. They're now saying that we have the lowest math grades in decades. Well, here's some other data. 5 months behind on math, 4 months behind on reading. That was the average learning loss in the country after the past school year. The losses were much larger among majority black districts and low-income ones, where they fell behind 6 and 7 months, respectively. The schools that remained remote learning longer than other areas saw the bigger drop in learning, or saw the biggest gap in learning, saw the biggest fall, essentially. So, the remote learning was basically a recipe for disaster. There were exceptions, but they were not the rule. The rule was you went remote learning, kids stopped learning right then and there. There was a study recently done at West Point in their economics class pertaining to, they just want to do their own thing at West Point. And so they actually did exact same test, same instruction and everything like that. And they required some of the students to do these exact learning in class, and then other ones to do the exact learning remotely. And in their little clinical trial that they did at West Point, they found that it was like 100% across the board. Those that did remote learning did not score as well than the ones that were in class. And this is just a randomized study. And so, all right, so we know the remote learning thing was an utter failure. So why do we keep bringing this up, though? I got a couple of things about why and some other thoughts about it coming up next on News Radio 923 right after Traffic on the Fives.
Well, Bobby, our roads are looking good. We're still seeing some slight slow traffic on 98. It's going to be typical delays throughout the nature preserve in the eastbound direction on 98 as you're leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards your Gondolier Boulevard. But then you will see some slow traffic that's just trickling all the way until you get to the Garcon Point intersection. Then it does clear up on 98 in both directions throughout Midway and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so I just shared more data, more information about how our students really fell behind learning. 4 and 5 months is about the best number that you could come up with. And it goes 6 to 7 months and even longer for other students. That some of them fell a full year behind their learning because of the government mandated lockdowns of schools. So what can we learn from this? Like, why do we keep bringing this up? I keep bringing it up because, you know me, I don't like government control. I don't like government telling me what I can or cannot do. So, of course, I'm going to keep bringing this up. I was railing against it the moment it happened, and I had all kinds of hate email and phone calls to the station calling me to get off the air because I was danger to the community. And I'm like, no, it's dangerous to lock down schools. You're going to ruin our kids. And I was right. I hate to say I was right, but I don't hate to say I was right. I like saying I'm right because I was right. And everybody called for me to be fired because I said it was ridiculous to lock down schools. You're wrong because you ruined our kids. You ruined the future. So we can't make these same mistakes down the road because guess what? We're going to get another one. We're going to have another virus that's going to get out and going to spread all over the place. So hopefully we learn our mistakes from this past time. And instead of trying to control the entire population, we protect those at highest risk. And that's it. But here's what else. We've got to start figuring out what we're going to do to fix this. It doesn't seem like there's any discussion really going on about, okay, we screwed up the kids with the lockdowns. How are we going to make that right? There's nothing like that. And it's kind of a surprise because if you recall, April 2020, I one of the days people were calling me for me to get fired is because I was yelling that we cannot lock down businesses. You cannot tell a private business they have to shut down for the duration of the pandemic. It was ridiculous, and you're going to throw us into a Great Depression. Not have a Great Depression is because there was public investment into the economy. We passed the CARES Act, right? So we passed the CARES Act. If it wasn't for the CARES Act, we would have been in a Great Depression. So we had public investment, public dollars that went into the economy to save us from a Great Depression. We still went through a little bit of a recession, but as we were coming out of the recession, they passed the American Rescue Plan that just infused even more dollars, and then it went too far, and that's why we have inflation now. So so what public investment is being done to correct the wrong of the government? What public investment do we have that maybe will help retain teachers? Because we lost a lot more teachers during the pandemic too. What's going to maybe public investment for extra tutoring for kids who've fallen behind, additional instruction, things like that? Some colleges are trying to do their part by just waiving admission requirements that they used to have, like SAT and ACT scores, and hoping they can make up for the learning curve once the kids get into college. But we'll see. It's just one of those things. Like, we did public investment to save the economy. We're not doing any kind of public investment to save our kids learning. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, top trending news. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Love that pandemic comment. We're still in the pandemic. I'm serious. That was just off the cuff. I read that and I was like, we're on the cusp of ending the pandemic. We're still in the pandemic. Okay, my bad. Hey, Bobby, we were talking about what public investment is being done to recover the lost learning from our students during the government-mandated lockdowns. We did public investment as it pertains to the CARES Act. I don't like spending that kind of dough, but it really was the only thing that kept us from a depression. It was trying to make up a wrong with the economy from the government lockdowns. Well, what are we doing to make up the wrong for government lockdowns pertaining to the lost learning with our kids' education? And I got a text here. How about not just kids' education, but also like just education in general, all the lost teachers and things like that happen, right? Hey, Bobby, how about the money that is being spent to rebrand and rename Escambia County School District? Where would that money be better spent? I'm trying to come to terms with who made that decision and why. Yeah, we got a couple of school buses that are currently not running because they need some repairs to them. I don't know about you. I think I might want to have a school bus running running a little bit better than renaming a school district. Good point right there. So another one here. You are not right. Locking down the schools was not the best choice, but allowing schools and businesses to go on like lives were not in danger wasn't an option. We were not ready, period. Okay, I disagree 100%. I mean, I said even back then, I said, look, we have the information from Wuhan. We know that this virus most negatively affects those over the age of 65. So we ought to create plans in place to allow those over the age of 65 to stay at home and work or retire. And we ought to allow plans to have food delivered to them and other services delivered to them so that they can be protected if they choose. And then everybody else can keep on going. The economy runs on people really, for the most part, under the age of 65. And you shut down the economy to protect those over the age of 65. It doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense April 2020. Doesn't make any sense now. And we don't really have additional information. All we have now is more information that backs up the information we already had in April 2020. We knew it then. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the flies real quick. Then
Now it's time for your top trending news.
We'll do top trending news in a second. First, we gotta get to traffic on the fives. Then we'll get top trending news.
My bad. Well, our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not seeing any major slowdowns. We do have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some heavy delays in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Lakers Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
And now,
David.
Yeah, top trending. You know, it's not the same without the cool music and everything, but I'll try.
All right, go ahead and play the music again,
I'll struggle
Gracie.
My way
Just
through.
Hit the music. All right, we'll have Gracie again.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Oh, you guys, you're the best. You know that. All right, an abrupt end to the defense's case in Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz's sentencing trial today. They still had as many as 40 witnesses waiting to testify, and the defense rested their case. The judge was caught off guard by the decision.
The state's not ready. They're not going to have a witness ready. We have another day wasted. I have never experienced a level of unprofessionalism in my career. It's unbelievable.
And the state had been asking for time to plan a rebuttal. Like I said, they were still expecting 40 more witnesses from the defense. Jurors now going to be back in court a week from Tuesday. And closing arguments expected next month. The president was in Detroit today.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in battery manufacturing here in the U.S.
And President Biden called himself a car guy, praised labor unions, and of course announced the release of funding for electric vehicle charging stations. Singer R. Kelly's now been found guilty on 6 counts of sexual exploitation and enticement of a minor. That decision after 2 days of deliberations in Chicago. Of course, he's already serving 30 years in prison on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking he was convicted of last year. And Tom Brady says he may be close to the end of his NFL career. He made that announcement on his Let's Go podcast. I feel like we've heard this before, though. Brady, he said being 45 means you've got different commitments and obligations.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually were talking about the Giselle saying she would like him to be more present. And I heard this last year when people were talking about him retiring again, and when he did and then came and then didn't. But basically the talk was, if Tom Brady does retire, it's not because his body's had enough, because he's actually still in really, really good shape, and he does a really good job keeping up in shape. If he retires, it'll be because his wife wants him to. That was the feedback we were getting before, and that's kind of what we're hearing a little bit now. So getting that pressure from the home. All right, coming up here next, Senator Rick Scott. I've brought up many times how I believe that Senator Rick Scott would like to be the next Republican leader of the Senate. Further evidence of that comes up next.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in?
Jumped in the car. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I've been saying for a while that I really feel like Senator Rick Scott from here in Florida is vying to be the next Republican leader of the Senate. He started with his introduction of a 12-point plan to rescue America last year that Mitch McConnell ended up shooting down. Go, that doesn't represent Republicans. And he was like, yeah, it does. And so they had a little fight between each other then. And then recently, as Mitch McConnell says, he doesn't think that we're going to flip very many Senate seats because he's worried about the types of candidates that we have in the Republican Party. And then Rick Scott comes right out and blasts him again. Goes, he's not a good cheerleader for Republicans. I'm a great cheerleader, which is essentially what the party leader is supposed to do, is be a big cheerleader and raise money. Now, when asked if he's going to endorse Mitch McConnell for the Senate chairman, he says, he has to decide if he's going to run. I assume he will. I'm focused on national Senate races. Basically, he did everything to avoid endorsing him. Call right now, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Petco Blue Wahoos lost last night to the Bluxy Shuckers. So with that, Montgomery officially clinched the second half of the season. Petco Blue Wahoos won the first half of the division. The the Montgomery Biscuits won the second half of the season. And right now, the Montgomery Biscuits have a one-game lead over Pensacola in the overall division, but doesn't really matter because next week they'll have the league championship series anyway between the two of them. All right, so Major League Baseball going on here. Earlier today, the Giants beat the Atlanta Braves. The Guardians beat the Angels. Houston Astros over the Tigers. Colorado Rockies beat the White Sox. Right now, Miami Marlins are playing the Phillies. The game is still scoreless, top of the first. Phillies have a man on first. They're at top of the eighth inning right now. The Padres are getting beat by the Seattle Mariners 6-1. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing Toronto later tonight. And on FS1, you can check out the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Also on ESPN Plus, you've got a lot of MLS soccer coming up on there. So we got that there. Then, I got your sports news. Quite a few things coming out here. But first, let's go over to Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Then I'll come back with your sports news next.
No major delays right now. We are checking in clear throughout I-10 and I-110 in Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90, not showing any delays. Still seeing some slow traffic on 98. This is going to be if you are leaving Gulf Breeze. Nature Preserve is looking good until you're about halfway through. Then right when you start getting towards Gondolier Boulevard into your lights and intersections, you'll start seeing some slow traffic. It is improving, but just keep that in mind if you're moving eastbound from Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point. Other than that, 98 is checking in clear throughout Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Donovan Mitchell, the player who was with the Utah Jazz, he was the star. A lot of people thought they were going to build the team around him for the future, and they ended up trading him away shortly after they traded Rudy Gobert away. Danny Ainge said earlier that the players didn't really believe in each other, and that's why he basically blew up the team, got rid of everybody just about, including his two star players. And Donovan Mitchell replies, "I don't think we didn't believe in each other. I said at the end of the season, don't trade Rudy Gobert. Let's figure this out. Let's do it. It didn't happen." For him to say that after 6 months around the team, he was only around the team for 6 months. But you know, at the end of the day, it was his decision. So, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. What else we got in the sports world? Phoenix Suns employees are frustrated with what they call barely a slap on the wrist for their owner, who's been suspended for a year and fined for workplace misconduct. The mother of the DUI victim from Andy Reid's son, who crashed into her. He had a DUI. The mother of the girl says that he is just getting a slap on the wrist for his punishment. Washington Commanders rookie Robinson Jr. is doing some drills 2 weeks after being shot. Dallas Cowboys Kevin McCarthy is also very optimistic that Dak Prescott will be ahead of his recovery timeline. Over in the NCAA football, SEC is directing Georgia and Tennessee to cancel their Oklahoma series that they've already scheduled, since now Oklahoma will be part of the SEC. They'll just schedule them as part of the normal schedule, the in-conference schedule. And finally, minor league players have unionized in a historic move. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We talk a lot about electric vehicles and the growth and the future of electric vehicles, and how some companies like Volkswagen plan to go 100% all in on electric, and many others plan to do the same. Toyota, which is the world's largest automaker, remember they overcame General Motors last year. Not sure if it'll remain this year, but last year they overcame General Motors with the most sales. And they were one of the first major innovators of hybrid vehicles, right? I mean, I don't think we would be where we are with electric vehicles today if it wasn't for the Prius. As much as that vehicle sucks, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the Prius and the $10,000 to $15,000 tax credits that came when you bought one. And that's what kind of pushed everybody to the electric cars. over other alternative fueled vehicles, and that's what did it. Well, Toyota, not all in on electric vehicles. Oh, really? In fact, they're being criticized by some green energy and clean transportation companies because they're not all in on electric vehicles. Now, they criticize them, like Greenpeace and the Sierra Club. They're criticizing them because they say they're not committed to zero emission vehicles or net neutral emission vehicles, and because they're not all in on electric vehicles. They said that their electric vehicles total less than 1% of its overall sales. Now, Toyota's already admitted they plan to ramp up their electric vehicle sales, but they still only plan to have about a third of their current sales being electric vehicles by 2035. They don't plan them to be 100%. And so once again, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, and other activist organizations like that are criticizing them. Well, then you're not committed to net neutral. Toyota's response is that basically they don't believe that battery-powered electric vehicles are the only solution to producing more sustainable vehicles and achieving carbon neutrality. Executive Vice President of Sales at Toyota Motor America, for as much as people want to talk about EVs, the marketplace isn't mature enough and ready enough at the level we would need to for mass movement. Oh my gosh. Has he been listening to my show? Does this Jack Hollis, does he have a place down here in Pensacola or something? How often have I been saying that? And then I cannot understand these major companies, manufacturers, going all in on electric. I mean, I see it for Tesla. That's how they started. That's their brand. That's what they do. But for Volkswagen and Chevy and I mean, we went over the list. Jaguar, there's all these cars deciding that they're going to go 100% electric vehicle within the next 10, 15 years. I'm like, are you, what? Why would you do that? What Jack Hollis, Executive Vice President of Sales of Toyota, stated is exactly it. The marketplace isn't mature enough and ready enough at a level to have mass movement. Not just that. It's going to be the plastic bags in 20 years, right? I'm not even going to rehash that again. But it's Toyota, to me, reading this whole article. I got this, by the way, from CNBC. It shows me why right now they were the company that surpassed General Motors to be the largest manufacturer in the world, the largest automaker in the world. And it also tells me why they're positioning themselves to when everybody else is going all in on electric vehicles. And eventually that's going to bite them in the butt. And it's going to, okay, I saw two Teslas being towed today. Two Teslas at different times, different parts of the city. I was like, yeah, this is going to cave bad. When that caves, Toyota's positioning themselves to be like the only one that's still going to have options for people that are not electric vehicles. And they're going to be the new General Motors. They're going to be around forever making these decisions. Just a thought. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick for a news update. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a big donation being made today to the Gulf Coast Kids House, Aetna Health of Florida, giving the nonprofit $50,000. And the Gulf Coast Kids House says that money will help them expand their programs into more schools across our community. So good news there.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a text here. When it comes to COVID, you've been talking about this. Do you feel like if everything stayed open, do you think less lives would have been lost or more or the same? When it comes to COVID, if they did everything right, it probably would have been about the same as far as lives go. What I mean by right is you don't close businesses down. but you do offer protections for nursing homes, and you do offer protections for those who are at risk, whether they had severe health diseases ahead of time or they had they were over the age of 70. So if somebody's 70 years old and she is a front desk worker at a school, okay, let's offer her a way to be able to, to work from home or to retire or something like that, and we got some extra benefits. So if we did things that offered protections for the at-risk population and for the nursing homes, and then the second part is just as important. When the COVID vaccine came out, if we properly informed people that the COVID vaccine did not protect them from getting the virus, it gave them added protection to fight it. If we did that, then we would have had about the same. And the reason why I say that is because that's where the spike in deaths came from. The spike in deaths came when the COVID shot came out and people thought they were immune, just like other vaccines, just like past vaccines. So people started going out and stopped social distancing, stopped washing their hands as much, stopped being careful. People just stopped being careful once the vaccine came out, and that's when you saw a big spike in COVID cases, COVID deaths. And so to me, it's twofold. One is we kept everything open, but offered protections for the vulnerable population, and then or benefits to the vulnerable population, it would have had way less effect on our economy. It would have had way less effect on our budget, on our deficit. But then also the death rates would have remained at the same or maybe even lower at that point. And then when the COVID vaccine came out, if we properly informed people that this does not provide immunity, then people would have still remained, still protected themselves and still kept the protocols in place to protect themselves from getting the virus, and we would have had lower numbers. So they did everything wrong. They did everything wrong. There was hardly a thing they did right on this whole thing, except for, like I said, I never expected the government to spend $4 trillion. Actually, when it's all said and done, $7 trillion to try to fix the government lockdown stuff. I never expected that. And so back then when I was like, we're going to go into the Great Depression, I never expected the government to pass a $7 trillion bill or a couple of bills that equal $7 trillion. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now, Bobby. We're going to see some slight slowdown still on 98. That's going to be right after Gondolier Boulevard, as well as a little bit as you're approaching the Garson Point intersection if you're moving in the eastbound direction towards Tiger Point out of Gulf Breeze. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110. Nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, or Langley. See something else on the road, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by Total Wine & More. With their incredible selection, guide experts, and totally low prices, you'll always love what you find at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, I do want to go back into this electric vehicles talk. I like electric vehicles, by the way. That's the thing that's crazy. It's like me with, I'm like, I support electric vehicles. I think electric vehicles are awesome. I like to drive them. But I've had my incidents where, like, I saw those two Teslas being towed today. I wanted to go up to them and ask them why. Like, was there something broken on it, or did they just run out of power? Because you can't just go get a gas can. You can't walk down to the gas station, go pick up a gas can, and go charge and fill it up. You gotta have somebody jump. Well, you can't jump it. By the way, I had another friend whose battery died. Just needed a jump, just a quick jump. He said he waited almost an hour trying to get a jump because everybody that was coming by had a hybrid vehicle or an all electric vehicle, and you can't jump a regular car battery with a hybrid car or with a, because it'll mess up the electrical components in the hybrid vehicle. And so he's like, he had to wait an hour to get a jump on his regular vehicle because everybody had vehicles that couldn't provide that service. Like, oh, wow. All right, let's hit Bobby's Brain Teases.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Oh, by the way, real quick, there's a top story on FoxNews.com was bombshell report on anti-white posts sends Biden official into hiding. Okay, there you go. Bobby's Brain Teases here. Anchorage, Alaska covers 1,961 square miles, almost twice the size of the entire state of Rhode Island. That's the city of Anchorage, Alaska. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross.